Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I remember preaching in a town called Namawanga in a marketplace on a Saturday morning. And it was in a marketplace where all the villagers were there, and quite a few hundred people were there selling their vegetables and their wares and goods. And that's how we would do, missionaries. We'd go where the people were. We'd set up a little preaching thing with speakers and all. We'd bring singers. People like to hear good singing. So we'd bring some of the people who could sing, the choir people would sing. And they'd sing a few songs, and people would start listening and gathering around. Then I'd preach. And I never forget, I began preaching that Saturday morning. I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock or so, whatever it was. And there were a couple hundred people that they just gathered. I mean, huge, not a nice crowd. And I started preaching, and there's some guy, probably about from here to Melissa, but I'll point to Melissa, y'all get it better. He started just, during my preaching, just started hollering and carrying on. Hi, nobody even knew what he was saying, because they speak Swahili, and some other, they speak Luya, different languages up there. He was saying something, nobody knew what he was saying. Had no clue. It went on a minute, and here I am trying to preach. Distracting and all, I stopped my preaching, and I just prayed. So help me. I said, Lord, I can't preach like this, and I just prayed. I don't remember what I said, but that was the basic. You have to remove this somehow, because it's distracting, yada, yada. Just a little minute prayer, Lord, do something about it. I opened my eyes, and that guy was gone. I asked the people, and there were people around me after I started preaching, where did that guy go? They said, I have no idea. He just disappeared. Now, you can think what you want to think, and I'm not saying it was of the devil. I just know he was there, then he wasn't there. Okay, that's all I know. And it was so crowded, people would have, if he'd walked through the crowd, he'd been bumping people while... Are you following? Nobody knows what happened to you. I'm just saying they are real. Now, don't you go home looking for demons today. I'm just telling the reality. And I told the fella Tuesday night, because he's with somebody else, and I won't get into all the detail. The more you'll open your heart to the occult, to the what we'd call the dark side, the more you open up to evil, the more... working, they're allowed to work. Are you following? The more they get busy and do some things, the more you open yourself up. Now, this is for an unbeliever. For a believer, again, you don't be scared of them. They can't bother you as far as physically. Are you following? I don't get off. Turn me to, okay. Man, I got so many things. You're in Hebrews chapter number one. I want to show you they're created beings. Hebrews chapter number 1, talking about angels, beginning verse number 4. Let me jump up to verse number 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now he's speaking about Jesus, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Speaking of Christ, made the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. John 1:14, all things were made by him. Jesus was the creator of the world. And we see this in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, by whom also he made the world. Verse number 3, who, speaking of Christ, being in the brightness of his glory, speaking of God the Father, and the expressed image of his person, speaking of God the Father, and the upholding all things by the word of his power, when he, speaking of Christ, had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. This is speaking of Christ and the Father, Jesus, or God, Father God. And so when Jesus died for our sins, and he ascended to heaven, he is now sitting at the right-hand throne of God, ever interceding for us. He's positioned there. And then notice verse number 4. Being made so much better than the angels. Again, speaking of Christ. And he's talking about creation here. Jesus was not a created being, but it's talking about the position that he was in. that he was so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Again, is speaking in the book of Hebrews about the importance of Christ. When you study the book of Hebrews, it's all about Jesus and how much better he is. Remember when we did our study about Hebrews? We went verse by verse. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about how Jesus, he's better than Moses. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than the temple. He's better than all these other sophomores. He's better than the angels. He's better, 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 better. Matter of fact, that's the name of my sermon this morning. I'm going to preach, Greater Than the Greatest. He's greater than the... I think there's a song. He's great. Who sings that song? Greater than... Higher than the highest and greater than... Y'all know that song? There's a song there. It is a song. Okay, while I'm here, real quick, let me share something with you that will help you. We have some visitors here. Let me read a little bit more. Verse number 5. For which unto the angel said he at any time, Thou art my son, speaking of God the Father, speaking to Christ. This day I begotten thee. Here, let me paraphrase this. Which of the angels did he ever tell, You're my son, I begotten thee? Didn't tell that to any angels, just one person. That was Jesus Christ, his son. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Which of all the angels did God ever say that to any of them? He didn't. He only said that to one person. That was Jesus Christ. Look in verse number 7. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Angel beings are spirits. Now, again, they are able to have bodies. That's why, remember when they were in that, the evil angels? I read this morning, actually. When Jesus went across the water, calmed the sea, and he went into the Gadarenes. Remember in the mountains. And we think of one demonic man, but actually there were two. That they would chain him, and they would break the chains and all. And actually what they said to Jesus said, don't throw us into the abyss. They were possessed. They said, what is your name? We are legion, for we are many. Now, just so you know, a legion, from what I understand, is 2,000 soldiers. A legion in a Roman army is 2,000. So this man had, I believe, 2,000 demons within him, devils, however you want to phrase it, in one man. He said, we are legion, for we are many. Can you imagine? And they said, don't cast us into the abyss. And so it talks about that they were feeding there in the Gadarenes a bunch of hogs. Throw us into them things, the swine. And so Jesus cast those demons, those devils, into the swine. And they said they ran off the cliff and they drowned. That's the first time ever mentioned. Some of y'all will laugh, some of you won't get it. First time the Bible ever mentioned about devil ham. Okay, but I want to see the point. These beings, they went from a person into the hog. They could manifest. That's why there is, by the way, demon possession today. It's a real thing. Okay. Now don't you go home and think my husband's demon possessed or my wife's demon possessed, or you think you see somebody demon. No, but it is a real thing. I want to see that. But they are created being. Here's what I wanted to get. Verse number 8, and then we'll move on. But unto the sons he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and forever. I'm going to stop here and just share with you. Next time a Jehovah's Witness comes knocking on your door, and this has happened, and we have some visitors here, I want to help you. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is God, very God. They don't believe that at all. Matter of fact, he's brother Satan. That's a whole other thing and all. Heresy.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.